This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, Arnold Bazoyan will be on stage inside the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. He's been on other stages recently. He's sung opera in Berlin, Amsterdam, Vienna, New York, Tokyo, Los Angeles, London, Frankfurt, Lisbon, Salzburg, and many of the top stages elsewhere in the world. Tonight, he won't be singing opera. He'll sing two song cycles, written by Schumann and Berg, accompanied by Yura Margulis piano. Though the two men have known each other for some time, tonight will be their first performance together. Yesterday, during a conversation at KUAF, they reflected on the combination of their instruments, Yura's piano and Arnold's voice. We'll hear Yura Margulis first.
It is similar to any other instrument. I think the more important thing is that it's collaborative music, which means it is done together, it is a communication, and as such, it is similar to playing with another instrument. Of course, the idiosyncrasies of the voice are particularly dear to me, because if I read the score the way it is written for piano or for any other instrument, articulation is something that we have to, I mean, we derive it from the score if it's written by the composer. If not, we derive it on our own. And in the case of a singer, the text creates the articulation, and it's much more specific. There's much more time taken in certain places just because the words demand it in order to get the meaning across better. And I wouldn't say it's like a learning experience, but definitely we get a lot of information, we non-vocal musicians, from the way the voice handles text and score. Meaning we should actually play with much more articulation, with much more thinking, if this was a word, How could you pronounce it better? Which syllable would I accent? Because usually we accent just the most obvious one, which is the heavy one, the main beat. But in words, it's different.
And it depends, if you're a viola player, most of the time you don't have the beat. Most of the time it's offbeat. But if you a very big difference, I think, between voice and other instrument where you play with is probably I can remember that you asked me how many hours shall we do we have time for this to work
the
endurance is for us is completely different. We don't pianist, if he starts to study a pianist, you told me about the 10,000 hours. If you study the piano, you just have to play the piano for hours and hours and practice. We practice as well, and we do have our practice routine.
Yeah.
But we don't have the possibility to sing more than 2-3 hours a day. If you do that, it's just wrong for the vocal cords. And besides that, it's also a physical thing. You don't get, it's too much to sing for your complete body, for your breath, for your
diaphragm.
It's just not possible. Mm-hmm. So that's a big difference. So we need some more. At the end of the day, you need just more time to get
to rehearse.
You need time in order to
get the same amount of hours in as if compared to if I rehearse with a violin.
Yeah,
I can do in 3 days. We can do 6 hours each.
Yeah,
we cannot do 6 hours each
with not at all.
That is definitely different. But I think more relevant to me is the fact that the voice is such a unique, in its own instrument, and a voice as magnificent, I have to say, as Arnold's, is such a joy and pleasure to work with. The Schumann Lieder's cycle, Dichterlebe, is such a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful, touching, moving. I mean, it moves me to tears, and I'm not just saying that. Every time we play this together, in rehearsal, in concert, it's just incredible music, and it is only possible with a voice. So some repertoire is just, it's not accessible in any other way.
Yura Margulis piano and visiting artist Arnold Bazoyan voice will perform tonight at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the University of Arkansas campus. The concert of about an hour's music begins tonight at 9. It's open to the public and it's free. And you can hear much more from the conversation in an extended interview at OzarksAtLarge.com. This is Arnold Bazoyan in a performance of Das Rheingold that you can hear more of at his website, arnoldbazoyan.com.
Yeah.